Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Trump arraignment.
We expect the former president to plead not guilty.
Death sentence in synagogue massacre.
Justice has been served.
Escape from a cinder block cell.
The woman fought for her life.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, former President Donald Trump returns to Washington, D.C. today to be arraigned on four felony counts in a sweeping case where he's accused of using destabilizing lies to try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This historic late-afternoon court appearance by former President Trump could take just minutes. He'll stand before a magistrate judge at this federal courthouse, which is just down the road from the U.S. Capitol. We expect him to plead not guilty, and we expect to hear any release restrictions ordered by the judge, potentially including restrictions on conversations with potential witnesses, and possibly a tentative trial date.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa.
After today's hearing, the case will shift to U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan, a 2014 appointee of then-President Obama. In past hearings of January 6 defendants, she's called the attack horrifying and a violent attempt to overthrow the government.
We won in a landslide. This was a landslide.
Sources say Trump's lawyers plan to argue that Trump's false claims about the election were not criminal, and that his efforts were driven by the advice of outside attorneys.
I'd hoped it wouldn't come to this.
On the campaign trail, former Vice President Mike Pence, who testified before the grand jury in this case, harshly criticized Trump's conduct.
Sadly, the president was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
Finally, there are being consequences held for the former president's actions.
Former Capitol Police officer Winston Pajon was punched in the face and pepper sprayed during the January 6 assault on the Capitol.
What the president has said and done is wrong on so many levels. Now we've seen it clearly articulated in this indictment that what he did was illegal.
CBS's David Begno reports a judge in Pittsburgh today will formally impose the death sentence for the man convicted of shooting and killing 11 people 4 years ago at a synagogue.
When a horrendous crime is committed, it deserves the most severe penalty.
A death sentence for the Tree of Life synagogue shooter. U.S. Attorney Eric Olshan prosecuted the case.
No verdict can set things right or restore what was lost that morning.
The shooting is the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history, killing 11 worshipers and injuring seven others at Saturday morning services. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers was in the synagogue as the shooting unfolded.
We received an immense embrace from the halls of justice.
Now to the Pacific Northwest, where a woman escaped captivity in a cinder block cell inside a man's Oregon home.
The woman fought for her life, beating the doors and the walls of this cell with bloodied hands.
Stephanie Shark of the Portland FBI office says the man who lived there posed as an undercover cop and kidnapped her in Seattle. She says the 29-year-old, now in custody and under indictment, may be linked to additional victims in at least four more states. Overseas, correspondent Ramy Innocencio reports from Ukraine on the latest Russian drone attacks.
Day 526 and Ukraine's capital again the mark for Russian drones. Air Defense Forces said they destroyed nearly 15 of them in an overnight attack stretching across 3 hours, just like we saw 2 days ago. And a military chief said the latest air alert that rang out was the 820th. That's an average of more than one every single day since February of last year.
In Niger, scene of last week's military coup, the U.S. and Britain have told non-essential embassy personnel to leave the country.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
A federal jury in Monroe, Louisiana, has acquitted a white state trooper charged with violating the civil rights of a black man during a traffic stop. Body cam footage showed the trooper hitting the man 18 times with a flashlight. He suffered cuts, a broken jaw, and broken ribs. In Minnesota, three state troopers are on leave, and there's an investigation into the shooting death of a 33-year-old black man. His mother and others want answers.
It's hurtful, y'all. It's so hurtful and confusing. Can we say his name? Ricky T. Cobb, the
Ricky
second!
Cobb
was wanted for questioning in the violation of a protection order. Police say he tried to drive away with two troopers hanging on the sides of the car when he was fatally shot. Mexican officials report a body has been found in one of the floating barriers Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered up for the Rio Grande. The barriers designed to make it harder for migrants to climb over or swim to the Texas side. It's a big day in court today in the Lone Star State for Ken Paxton, the Republican state attorney general.
Paxton was indicted for securities fraud back in 2015. He paid a civil fine, but now faces criminal charges. He's expected in court for a pretrial hearing in Houston. Legal analyst Carmen Rowe calls this a very real prison case.
Two security fraud charges that he faces 5 to 99 to life, and then a third degree felony charge of failing to register with security regulators, which he faces 2 to 10 years. In prison.
Paxton claims he did nothing wrong, saying the charges were motivated by his political rivals. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
It's a wildfire fight in California's Mojave National Preserve, where a major blaze has been pushed along by strong winds, scorching tens of thousands of acres. Mike Gauthier is a park official.
There's obviously tremendous damage to the landscape and to the viewshed and the things that people are used to seeing. So that's the immediate effect. It's sort of a torched moonscape appearance is what you'll see.
Two diabetes drugs now being used by more and more people for weight loss are the subject of a lawsuit. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports the issue is potential side effects.
They've been game changers in the world of weight loss. The drugs Ozempic and Mounjaro delivering big results, generally without dangerous side effects. But a lawsuit against manufacturers Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly claims otherwise, saying the drugs can cause stomach paralysis. Bria Hand, who is not involved in the lawsuit, has had similar issues with Ozempic.
The stomach pain was just unbearable and I just couldn't keep anything down. 5-10 minutes later, I would throwing it right up.
More than 40% of Americans are obese, and demand for the medications has soared. A one-month supply can cost more than $1,300.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
The fan threw water. The singer threw her microphone. charities could benefit.
The microphone Cardi B threw at a fan over the weekend in Vegas is being auctioned off now for charity. The rapper was reacting to a girl throwing water at her on stage and hurled it at her. Cardi later gave the mic back to the audio company that provided it, who listed it on eBay. And the price just keeps climbing. Organizers plan to split the proceeds between two charities, Friendship Circle Las Vegas, which helps kids with special needs, and the Wounded Warrior Project, which helps support severely wounded veterans. As for Cardi, she still faces possible battery charges. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Big donations are flowing into a fund to support striking actors in Hollywood. The New York Times reports George Clooney and Meryl Streep have offered up $1 million each. Other major donors have included Dwayne Johnson, Matt Damon, and Julia Roberts. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.